Morning, Stuart. Morning, Natalie.
Morning. So the thing is, Andy, in Bletchley, a pink pigeon has been spotted. Now, we thought that maybe it was something to do with a wedding and it might have been a dyed bird that was released at a wedding. We spoke to our wedding planner. They said they'd never heard of such of a request.
Sounds interesting.
Good.
So, there are magicians who do use pink doves. Not so much pigeons, but they use Java doves, which almost look a bit like pigeons, but kind of a much more elegant version. So maybe, just maybe, there is a magician somewhere with a missing pink dove.
This is the big breakthrough we've been waiting for.
We thought it might be a dove.
You know, more and more in magic, we think about aesthetics and design and image on stage. So yeah, there will likely be a magician somewhere who has a lot of pink in his act, or purple, and is producing coloured doves to match that. So it's really impressive, actually. When you see it on the lighting of the stage, it looks really cool instead of just white. So a magician is trying to be more modern and current.
Well, listen, you've given us a breakthrough here. Yeah. So with our best detective hats on, we are now looking for a pink magician, or a magician that uses pink a lot, because he could have lost a pink dove. Is that what you're saying?
That's my assumption.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe there's somebody else out there with a kind of a penchant for pink doves.
Yes, but we need to find them.
Magicians do use them.
Have you ever come across a pink magician before?
I haven't, actually. And that's probably for the best.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
No worries. Good luck with the search.
Thank you.